over, Mr. Finley. Oh, your commercial will be on any minute.
Lorraine, Lorraine, don't get so excited.
I can't believe it. My own boss on television.
Lorraine, it's only a commercial. I'm not sure it was even such a good idea.
Finley, baby, don't worry. You're in the hands of the best advertising agent in this town. Who do you think made Leo Marcioni the toupee king of Tuckahoe?
I felt kind of funny doing it. Are you sure we shouldn't use the other one, the more dignified commercial?
Are you crazy? Wally, this commercial is dynamite. And I'm not talking pow, I'm talking boom.
Did you hear that, Mr. Finley? Boom.
Well, anyway, I hope it's as good as you think. I better remind my wife that it's on.
It's gonna be great, just great.
Wouldn't you know it? It's busy. Her mother is flying in from Boston today, and Maud's probably warning the whole neighborhood.
There it is! It's on! It's on, Mr. Billy! It's on!
Wowee Wally! Wowee Wally here of Finley's Friendly Appliances. Folks, where did you see these prices? Unbelievable! The lowest prices in town! How can I do it? I'm underfinanced and overstocked. That's right, folks! You've got Wally over a barrel! Ranges, refrigerators, washing machines, and all name brands. Look at this, baby. A world-famous Yoshimoto Freeze King. 100% American refrigerator. Only the name is Japanese. Everyone in the place marked down to 329. That's a loss, folks. Wow, you say? They don't call me Wowee Wally for nothing. So come on down to 932 Marshall Avenue and look for the sign of the giant neon pop-up coaster. That's Finley's Friendly Appliances Free Parking. Candy for the kids. Open from 9 to 6. And folks.
God, love you.
I actually believed you.
What did I tell you, Wally? Boom!
I wasn't too bad, was I?
Wowee Wally, oh, that's so neat. I bet you're gonna be another household word like Drano.
Hi, Mother.
Oh, hi, honey.
Oh, hey, how was Walter's commercial?
What do you mean, how is Walter's commercial? It's not on for another 15 minutes.
Told me it was on at 2:56.
Honey, 2:56 is my mother's flight number. I distinctly remember because 2:56 was the room number of the first motel Walter ever took me to. It was really crummy.
Well, it's taken you 6 years to get Grandma down here to meet Walter.
I know. You know, she couldn't stand any of my first three husbands, which incidentally was the only thing they ever agreed on. But I know she's going to adore Walter.
Then what are you so nervous about?
Sweetheart, my 48-year-old relationship with my mother can be summed up by those three little words. I'm sorry, Mother.
Well, you're not going to have to say I'm sorry to her about Walter.
Oh, Carol, she'll have me saying I'm sorry 2 minutes after she walks through that door. Sweetheart, would you just rub this for me a little right here?
What's the matter?
Oh, just a slight touch of motheritis. Every time I see my mother, I get a pain in the neck.
I know, like you give me sometimes.
Exactly. You know, it's all guilt, Carol. It starts the moment you're born. The doctor holds you up by the ankles, gives you a slap across the rear end, and says, there, that's for what you just did to your mother.
Miss Mother, are you sure you shouldn't check the time?
Honey, I have everything under control. In exactly 6 minutes, 3:59, we're going to watch Walter's commercial, and then I'll drive out to the airport to meet Grandma's plane, which is flight 256, arriving at 4:45.
Something tells me that when she calls...
Sweetheart, if there is one thing I never make a mistake on, it is time, Carol. I pride myself on it. Only once did I ever get my times mixed up, which is why you're here.
Well, have you got the right flight number?
Carol, please, honey, I even wrote it down. Look, flight 445, arriving at 2:56. Oh, my God! Don't answer the door! Oh, Mother, I'm sorry.
No, Mom! Tardy little girl.
I'm sorry, Mother. I'm sorry I got your flight time mixed up with the arrival time and the
Not another word. I was glad to save you the trouble. Oh, I didn't mind that long, lonely trip from the airport on that stuffy bus.
Hello, Grandma.
Oh, Carol, darling, my beautiful little granddaughter. Oh, you are a picture of grace and beauty. Oh, you know, you remind me of me when I was your age. Oh, that satiny, soft complexion. And those exciting, sparkling eyes. And really stacked.
Grandma, you haven't changed a bit. You're a great lady.
Oh, well, Carol, I was brought up to recognize that good breeding consists of four qualities: good manners, good carriage, and good solid Yankee conservatism.
Mother, that's only three. What's the fourth?
Punctuality.
I'm sorry, Mother.
I'll take your suitcase upstairs.
Oh, thank you,
dear. Oh, and Philip will be home from school in a couple hours. He can't wait to see you.
Oh, bless you, darling. Well, 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 here we are. Oh, darling, you just look wonderful. Oh. But why do you have to be different? Why don't you touch up your hair like everybody else your age?
I don't know. I decided years ago to just be natural like you. We're just going to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, Mother.
I hope so, dear.
And I'm so anxious for you to meet Walter. You know, we've been married for 5 years. Mother, it's very important to me that you love him as much as I do. And I know you will.
I hope so, dear.
By the way, Mother, why didn't you call me from the airport?
Well, why should I bother calling? Especially when your phone was busy all morning.
Oh, that's ridiculous, Mother. Nobody's been on the phone.
Oh, hold on, would you, dear, while I have my afternoon tea? Yes, looking after Bert.
Mrs. Nogatuck, after you hang up and before you get fired, I'd like you to meet my mother.
Oh, excuse me, Bert. I've got to meet Mum's mum. How do you do? Well, pleased to meet you. You are? And your daughter said you were hard to please.
Mother, I never said that.
No, I'm sure you didn't, dear. Well, I have to go in and put on a new face.
But, Mother, there's nothing wrong with your old one.
I know, but I just put 1,000 miles on it. And it's due for a checkup.
Maude! What did you think of my commercial?
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry I missed it. Oh, Walter, when will it be on again?
Oh, in about 3 minutes, right after celebrity soccer.
Good, then we can all see it together. Now, listen, darling, Mother arrived. She'll be out in a minute. Please, for God's sake, Walter, be charming.
Well, well, don't tell me. This must be Walter.
And your mother, Chadbird. Yeah. Charming, charming.
Just call me Florence.
Florence? What a charming, charming name.
I can't get over it. You look more like Maud's sister.
Mother always was very young looking. It's her hair. Prematurely red.
Hey, Mom, I brought you some candy.
Oh, Walter, how sweet of you. Now, I'll bet Maud told you that I liked good candy.
Well, yes, Mother, I did mention it. An Easter bunny, Walter. You bought my mother a chocolate Easter bunny?
You must have given me the wrong box. Boy, that really irked me, Mom. Especially knowing that somebody swiped your sour balls.
Walter, I understand that you own your own store.
I'm the 28th biggest appliance dealer in Westchester County.
Now, Mother, we don't want to brag, Walter is very prominent. As a matter of fact, he's just made his own television commercial. Would you believe it? His own television commercial. Oh, and it's going to be on any second.
Well, I'm very impressed, Walter.
Nothing at all.
Isn't he cute and so modest? You know, Mother, originally they wanted somebody like, oh, Henry Fonda or Laurence Olivier to do it, you know. But then they realized that Walter is so much more distinguished.
Wowee Wally! Folks, when you see these price tags, you've got Wally over a barrel. Refrigerators, washing machines, and look at this baby. The world famous Hashimoto Freeze King. 100% American refrigerator. I'll leave the names, Stephanie's. Everyone in the place marked out for $3.29. Wow, you say? That's why they call me Wowee Wally. So come on down to my friend to Crystal Avenue. And look at this kind of giant neon pop-up poster. And folks...
God, love you.
God, love
Well, I guess I don't have to ask what my wife thought. But Mother Chadburn, what did you think?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I think, Walter. I think you're a real horse's patootie.
Did you hear that, Walter? All I wanted was for my mother to love you and respect you and be proud of you the way I am. And what do? You go on television and you totally, totally, totally disgrace us. I'm sorry, Mother.
Now, wait a minute, Maud. I said Walter was a horse's patootie, but he's going to sell 1 million refrigerators. And, Walter, I love you for it.
Thanks, Jerry. I thought it was mildly sensational myself. Wowee Wally signing off. That's 6 calls in 5 minutes. I'm a hit! In spite of what you think, I'm a hit!
Well, it must be nice having a hit, Maud, after striking out 3 times.
You realize, of course, Mother, that if I had married Walter first, I could have saved you a fortune in sterling silver pickle forks.
Now, I think his commercial is marvelous.
Will that phone ever stop ringing? Hello, this is Mrs. Wowee Wally here. No, he isn't. Can I take a message? Oh, well, I'm sure he'll be pleased to know that you enjoyed the commercial. You what? You want him to be official numbers caller at the Tuckahoe Wide World of Bingo? Oh, that's quite an honor. Yeah, well, I'll tell him when he comes, and thank you so much for calling, Father Monahan.
No, I think if it weren't for bingo, half the people in the world would be atheists.
I've finished upstairs if you care to unpack.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Nogata. Well,
we love it! Never knew you had legs like that.
Thank you, Mrs. Naugatuck.
You're welcome, but it wasn't meant as a compliment.
Brilliant commercial, Walter. Absolutely brilliant. I just hope you're wearing shorts.
What?
Well, you get a barrel with a knot hole, you could be in big trouble with the FCC.
Now, will you cut it out, Arthur?
Well, how do I look?
Mother, you look beautiful.
You see? And you say we never agree about anything.
Arthur, this is Maud's mother, Florence Chadburn. Dr. Harmon.
Very nice to meet you, Mrs. Chadburn.
Well, I'm delighted to meet you, Doctor.
I don't think she's so hard to please.
I didn't say that even.
I'm sure you didn't, dear.
I think now is the perfect time for our tea.
See, those refrigerators you're advertising, I could use one over at my office.
Oh, sorry, Arthur. I only had two and I sold them. They were my loss leaders. You know, to get people into the store.
Oh, I get it, Walter. The old come-on, huh?
The old come-on?
Sure, it's very popular in merchandising. You see, you tempt the customer with a carrot on a stick.
Oh, and while you're holding the carrot, the customer gets the stick.
Now, wait a minute, Walt. Lost leaders are a perfectly acceptable business practice.
Oh, come on, Walter. You just got through telling Arthur that you only had two refrigerators in the whole store. The way you sounded on your commercial, you had refrigerators coming out of your ears.
Oh, Marty, lost leaders are nothing new. In fact, they go all the way back to Adam and Eve. Yeah, Eve got Adam interested with an apple. And she lured him into the Garden of Eden, dangling her apple. The next thing he knew, he had a whole family to support. You see, the apple was Eve's lost leader.
Arthur, that is the single worst analogy I have heard in my entire life. Adam and Eve.
How about Caesar and Cleopatra?
Arthur.
Napoleon and Josephine.
Look, Arthur, we are discussing honesty in business, not sex through the ages.
Sex through the ages? That reminds me, I've got a 62-year-old man waiting at the office for a vasectomy. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Chadbourne.
That man is a surgeon. I wouldn't let him take out my garbage.
You see, that's something else we agree on. Now, listen to me,
Bill. Now, wait a minute, Maud. I don't want my best friend insulted, and I'm tired of being insulted myself. Lost leaders are a part of life. Everybody uses them. Even you.
Me?
Yes, you. Remember, Maud, when we first started going together? I used to nibble on your ears, and you used to flutter and giggle and tell me I was driving you crazy. And the night we got married, you know the first thing you said to me? Please, Walter, don't nibble my ear. Maud, you used your lobes as lost leaders.
Come on, Walter. How can you compare the tender little traps that we women set for the men we love to your nefarious business schemes? I mean, at least I didn't promise you six loaves and give you two. What is that supposed to mean?
I didn't say a word. All I said was...
Mother, are you trying to say that you agree with Walter and not with me?
Oh, I never said anything of the kind. All I said was...
Look, Mother, if you have something to say, why don't you come right out and say it?
Thank you, I will.
Walter, you are driving me crazy. Now, about those lost leaders...
I've listened enough. I'm going out for a walk. What am I doing around here anyway? You don't like my ethics. Mrs. Norgatuck doesn't like my legs.
Now, Maud, listen to me for a minute. I think you've married the right man. He's a real go-getter.
Who practices deceptive advertising.
Oh, well, now, you've got to grow up, Maud. It's like Walter Cronkite says every night on the 7 o'clock news. That's the way it is.
Oh, this is my problem. I would really appreciate... Oh, I'm sorry, Mother. I'm sorry. I promised myself that no matter what you said, I was not going to fight with you, and I am not.
Well, I'm glad, because I promised the same thing. I distinctly remember saying to myself, Florence, darling, you're not going to fight with that little girl of yours, even though you're standing out here at the airport freezing to death while she's sitting in her warm, comfortable home, thinking up excuses for not meeting you.
Please, Mother. I told you it was a mix-up. It could happen to anyone.
It could, but it didn't. There were 25 mothers out there at that airport being met by 25 daughters. Not one of them mine.
I suppose you counted.
What else did I have to do?
Mother, will you please stop making me feel guilty because I missed your plane?
Oh, I would never dream of making any daughter of mine feel guilty, no matter how negligent she is.
Mother, I was not negligent.
Then why are you feeling guilty?
Because you're my mother and I am your daughter and it goes with the territory.
Susan, I thought you two weren't going
Please,
to argue.
Please, Carol, this is between me and my mother.
Mother, I'm only trying to help you.
Butt out, Carol.
Mother, I am trying...
I said butt out, Carol.
Mother, you're impossible.
That's no way to talk to your mother.
And that's no way to talk to your daughter. Now, she's not a child. She's a mature, intelligent adult.
Look, Mother, would you mind butting out?
No.
That's no way to talk to your mother.
Don't tell your mother how to talk to her mother.
Carol is right. Now, she should be able to speak to you not as mother and daughter, but as an equal. Well, the way you and I talk to each other.
Oh, come on, Mother.
But
you and I...
Oh, Auden, listen. Now, Carol has no need for your approval about anything. She is grown up, and she can speak her own mind.
She's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Carol.
Mother, you don't have to apologize to me.
I owe you an apology.
No, you don't.
You're going
That's the
to
whole
get
problem.
An apology
you
whether you want it or not.
Don't yell. Stop taking your frustrations out on me.
What frustrations? I have no frustrations.
The hell you don't.
The hell I do.
Maud, you do have frustrations.
I do not.
You do too.
All right, all right. All right, all right. Mother, get it off your chest. Tell me. What is my frustration?
Your husband. If you really loved him, you would stand beside him and guide him.
How, Mother? Through the night with a light from above?
Look at me. I stood behind your father, no matter how much I disapproved.
Which was practically all of the time.
For 40 long years, I stood beside that man biting my tongue. But I adored that man.
And that, Mother, is your definition of love. My husband, right or wrong?
Absolutely.
Well, Mother, if that is your definition of love, then you're a horse's patootie.
God will get you for that.
I'll take my chances.
You know, I ought to spank it. Oh. You know, Maud, this is the first time in your life that you ever turned on me.
I know, Mother. I know, and I can't tell you how good it feels. But believe me, Mother, this is going to lead to a better relationship, like the one I have with Carol.
I hope so, Mother.
But, Maud, you should have met me at the airport.
I'm sorry, Mother.
Mother?
I'm sorry, Carol.
I'm sorry, Maud. I took a long walk and did a lot of thinking about the things you said. I'm not sure I agree with them, but if they upset you that much, then they bother me too. So I called the agency and told them to put on my other commercial, the one with dignity. I'm the president. President of Findlay's Friendly Appliances. As I said to my wife, the first lady, you can fool all of the people some of the time. And you can fool some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all of the people all of the time.
That does it!
Walter, get me the phone book.
Who do you want to call?
John Wilkes Booth.